This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're listening to composer, jazz trumpeter Hannibal Lacombe, who typically just goes by his first name. This weekend at the Kimmel, the Philadelphia Orchestra performs Hannibal's One Land, One River, One People. It's a commissioned spiritatorio. He coined the term to reflect a piece that combines a libretto and choirs from three traditionally black universities and draws from blues, jazz, and spirituals. Last week, I sat down at the Kimmel with Hannibal, who was raised in the 50s by his mother. He refers to her as his queen. He was raised in Texas farm country. He told me there are two bookends to his life in terms of music. One, his composition African Portraits, and the other, this newly commissioned piece. He explains what each has meant to him as a black man in America.
In African Portraits, I dealt with my physicality. The color of my skin, the texture of my hair, of my lips, my nose, and I dealt with how society saw that, especially when I was a kid in the 40s, late 40s and the 50s and 60s. And I saw all the images of what society thought of me, the mammy images. And I'm living with this queen, but I see society projecting her as being some gorilla form-shaped, ignorant, big, fat, tired, bigfoot, lazy woman. And I could never figure out the two, because on one hand I had this queen, and then on the other hand I had the society that was telling me who my mother was, and I'm knowing all along that's not who my mother is. Men would pay me money to try and get to talk to my mother. She was so beautiful, physically. So in African Portraits, I dealt with that. Auction scene, the slave ship, all of that stuff, you know. And the first word of that piece is God in the Mende language, and the last word of that piece is God in the English language. So even through all of that, I ended with light. It's just a different word. But now this piece deals with my resolution of my spiritual self. And that is to go from that, to go from the auction scene, to go from the black and white water fountains only. I saw all of that stuff. I lived through that stuff. My music teacher at college said, he asked me, what are your plans musically? And I said, I want to write large works for orchestras. And he said, he laughed. He actually smirked. He said, well, why don't you be more practical and do something with your hands? You people are good with your hands. This was my collegiate experience for 7 days. I could only take it for 7 days, and that was 7 years too many. but thankfully by then I had been playing with blues masters: T-Bone Walker, Lightnin' Hopkins, Etta James, Otis Redding, Jackie Wilson, all these people. So there again, this institution was trying to describe to me something that didn't exist for me. I played with the blues masters, and they were going to teach me about the blues. I said, no, you can't teach me about the blues. You have to live the blues. So on the one hand, I've been so extremely fortunate. And because of that, it didn't turn me into a killer. It didn't turn me into a destroyer. See, it didn't turn me to hate like it did many of my friends, understandably, because they didn't have the mother I had. So they accepted society's description of them. So this work speaks to the spirituality of humanity. And it's not a rose-colored glass analogy. It comes from a person who lived that other very trying reality in the world. It's this work is, this is the other bookend to my life and my career, I would say.
That's composer and trumpeter Hannibal. The world premiere of his One Land, One River, One People will be performed at the Kimmel beginning tonight and through the weekend. Yannick Nézet-Séguin will conduct.